say the last night.
Yes.
Which was, as I realised later, her last night in England before she was parachuted. We stayed up the entire night talking. And it was perfectly plain, really, what she was going to do, although she didn't say it. She said she was being sent overseas and said the hardest thing is telling her mother, knowing that she's making her mother think something which wasn't true. Because overseas to her mother meant India.
Of course.
And he was giving her all kinds of advice about how to live in a hot climate.
Oh, goodness.
Try not to do anything in the middle of the day. Do it early in the morning or else in the evening. And she felt herself to be such a fraud. She's not going to anywhere hot. And she felt that without lying in so many words and not correcting this impression was equivalent to lying. And I think what she'd done to her mother haunted her all the way through her mission. I mean, Focht, her German interrogator, who knew her, I think, as well as anybody, he questioned her daily for 5 weeks, said there'd been a silence. And then he noticed she was crying. And he said, "What is it, Madeleine? What have I said?" She said, "It's not you, it's nothing to do with you. I was thinking of my mother."
Goodness.
And he felt it went very deep with her, that.
She made a great impression on everyone she met, I think.
Yes, that does seem to be so. Well, Focht said, when I met him in Germany, looking back, he thought she was probably the best human being he had known in his life.
And I think you quote her fiancé, her first fiancé, whom you don't name, as saying her smile was like 1,000 suns.
Yes. Not particularly the smile. The wide-eyed look is a complete absence of subterfuge. There's large, wondering eyes.